Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Dedicated to providing exceptional care for people living with dementia, Vida Hall in Starbeck and Vida Grange, which is due to open this December in Panel, is currently recruiting a wide range of staff. Whether you've worked in the care industry before is not essential, because it's attitude that they're looking for. I went for a look around Vida Hall and found a rather cheerful lounge full of singers and dancers. I have found Carolyn Walsh. Hello.
Hello there.
Now, you're more often known as Kaz.
I am.
And you are in the wellbeing team here. What does that mean?
Wellbeing and lifestyle. We try and give the residents a lot of therapeutic activities, try and keep them happy all day. And also, we like to make sure they've got a big smile on the face. And if I see anybody when I walk in that isn't so happy, I will try my best to cheer them up. And we also like well-being. We take them out, and that sometimes cheers them up. They have a coffee out or go somewhere with us outside.
What sort of qualities do you think people need to come and work somewhere like Vida Hall? What sort of qualities and characteristics work best?
For anybody to come and work here, they'd absolutely love it, because all the management team are fantastic. They're all easy to talk to. Long as they're really interested in working with people with dementia and they've got a kind heart and they're a caring person, they will fit in really well.
And just one last question. How do you feel coming to work here every day?
I absolutely love it. I really love it. And I love at the end of the day when I can go home and I know that I've achieved a lot of things with the residents and put a smile on the face and made them feel a lot happier.
Vida Hall are lucky enough to not only have a whole host of residents who like to sing and dance, but they actually have a piano player. I asked David how long he'd played the piano for.
Well, since I was a child.
And you're definitely still going now. That's fantastic. And everybody's loving it, aren't they?
Oh, that's good. I hope they like me. Or my music. I hope they do to a certain extent.
Do you enjoy playing the piano?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I like it.
Is it important to you that here at Vida Hall they have a piano that you can play away on?
Yes, well, it's nice. Nice to have one, yes.
What is it that you like about it?
The sound. The sound that's there.
Well, if these ladies want to get up and dance again, I think you can probably continue to play the piano.
And amongst the singing and dancing rabble were four teenagers on work experience.
I'm Anna, I'm 15, and I go to St John Fisher in Harrogate.
I'm Lily, I'm 17, and I go to Harrogate Grammar School.
I'm Amy, and I'm 17, and I go to Harrogate Grammar School.
I'm Matthew, I'm 15, and I go to St John Fisher's.
I just wanted to experience what it would be like in the care industry for a job that I want to do when I'm older.
So you already know that this might be something you want to go and do. And how are you finding it in comparison to what you thought it would be?
I think it's better than I thought it would be. I really enjoyed it.
And why have you come here?
Well, the same as Lily, really, sort of wanting to go into that sort of sector of work, and it's really friendly and everyone's really nice.
So you're on day three. How's it changed since you first walked in the door to how you feel now?
It's a lot more easier to interact and talk with people as you kind of get to know them a bit more.
And what are you hoping to achieve over the next couple of days until your work experience is done?
I think being more confident around, like, the workplace.
Same with Anna, I think I'll be a lot more confident and I can talk to new people, which I've always struggled with.
Obviously, the music you can hear, and they will gather together, they will be given food. It may just be a biscuit and a cup of tea, but who knows? I'm not there at the moment. And you can hear them singing now.
If singing and dancing isn't for you, then don't worry, there's plenty more you can get up to. As with needles and wool in hand, Barbara explains.
I have done a bit of knitting, I must say, but not a lot.
Who do you knit for?
This will be for one of my boys or one of my sons. It being in blue, I think, is a boy's colour. The interest in knitting started with World War II. I couldn't knit then, I was 8. And they came and they said, anybody with a woolen jumper that they'd worn out, and could they just undo all the wool and wash it, and we can knit the socks for the soldiers when they come in.
Care assistant Sarah Goodyear spoke to me about what it's like to work at Vida Hall.
Do you know what? I've worked in many, many care homes over the years that I've been doing this job, and it's one of the best care homes I've ever worked in, right from the management to the housekeeping to the carers. It's all like, it sounds silly, it's like one big family. We all get on really, really well. And it's just nice seeing that kind of family atmosphere, because that has a good effect on the residents here. So they kind of feed off it. It's quite a stressful experience transferring from home to a care home. So for them to feel like they are at home and that they're comfortable is amazing, because it just really lifts the spirits. I don't know what else to say, apart from that it's brilliant.
What would you say to people who were thinking, umming and ahhing, I might put in a job application, I might go and work at Vida Hall, or indeed there's Vida Grange that's just about to arrive in December in panel. What would you say to those people?
I think that if you're umming and ahhing about it, I think you have to make that decision whether it's something that you want to do, because you can't come and do this job as a job. It's not like sitting at a desk. You actually have to be physically and mentally involved with your clients on a personal level, so your heart has to be in the right place. I mean, the experience does come with it, and it is daunting to start off with, but the best thing to do is just come in and just see what it's like here, see how the carers and the clients work together, and the atmosphere when you walk into each unit. I tell you, it's one of the most rewarding jobs there ever is.
Vida are now recruiting a whole range of staff, from care assistants to wellbeing and lifestyle staff, from housekeeping to administrators and kitchen staff. As well as Vida Hall, where we've been looking round, Vida Grange is due to open this December in panel. For more information, to apply for a role, or just to find a number to ring and have a chat, please visit vidahealthcare.co.uk.
Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.